The song that we're about to sing, the name of it's Reckless Love. And it kind of ties into like my life story a little bit and my testimony and how I've come to just be completely surrendered to Christ. And so going into that, I'm going to give you a little background on myself. I was raised in a very, very godly home with wonderful parents that spoke truth into my life from a very early age, raised me with very biblical values, and that's where I get a lot of how I go about living now, actually. But growing up, everything was fine. Didn't really see much hardship or much just trials, times of trials. I didn't really have any of that. But when I turned like 13, around that age, my mom was diagnosed with cancer. And as a 13-year-old, you don't really know what to do with those emotions, like fear, anger, just not really knowing what to do. There's no way to, there was no way for me to like express that, because I just pretty much internalized it and took it all within myself and didn't talk to anyone about it, didn't look for help. Tried by my own understanding and own thought processes to trust God with it, but that was with my strength, and so that ended up failing. So as I was trying to trust God, I was watching him provide for my family, but I felt like he wasn't providing for me. And so I started feeling like he didn't love me, didn't care about me. So I tried to fill my needs with other things and went and looked for my own solutions, the things that I could use instead of just the situation that I was in that I couldn't really control. I looked for things that I could control and things that I could choose. And so that led to making a lot of regrettable choices that entangled me and trapped me and just really held on to me that I couldn't get out of for a very long time. And for a long time, I didn't want to come out of that sin and that kind of lifestyle that I had chosen for myself to start living. But throughout this whole time, I stayed in the church because I knew that God was there, knew that he existed, knew that he was real, but I just didn't really pay much attention to him. But I thought he didn't love me, and so that's why I kind of took my hands off of him. But I stayed in the church because I just kind of felt like him pulling on my heart sometimes when I sat in the pews when I was like in lessons and things like that. So throughout this whole time, God was tugging on my heart, and it just got more frequent and more frequent that he would cause me to be convicted where I was sitting in the church and just kind of knock on the door of my heart and ask to be let in. And I ran from that for a while. I said no, tried to push away as far as I could, but it got to a point where I couldn't, and I couldn't ignore it. I couldn't hide from it. And so one day as I was driving by the church, God just spoke to me right there in that moment and said, you need to do this, or don't even like try. Like, you need to turn your life around and come to me and fall on your knees before me and give me your all. Don't halfway do it. Don't do it for show. Do it for me and give me all of you, because I have things I need to do with you. And so I pulled in the church parking lot, talked to Bill about it. And so as a result of that decision that I made that day, I have quit my job that had bad influences on me. I have changed my major. I'm going into ministry now, it looks like, where the Lord's leading me. Just whatever he wants to do with my life, he can, because I am just happily surrendered to him. I have gone from just despair and hopelessness to fullness of joy in his presence, because that's the only place that it's found. And I have never experienced a peace and a joy like this. And so going into this song, it talks about how he chases us down. He leaves the other 99 sheep to come after the one that's lost, because he cares about the one and he wants the one, no matter what the one has done, no matter what the one sheep did to get lost or to get trapped somewhere else. He comes and finds it and chases it down, no matter where it is, because his love goes beyond beyond anything you could ever do, any decision. His love is greater still. So going into this, just keep that in mind and keep that in your heart, and just praise him for all that he is.